Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to get ready. Praise God. My husband, he wants to preach.
All right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wants to preach. Praise God. And we're going to let him have the floor right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we'll get everyone to stand on your feet. Praise God. If you can, if you can't, we'll come pick you up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Punch your hand toward the man of God. Said, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
For the man of God.
The man of God.
Pastor Roger Williams.
Roger Williams.
Praise God.
Thank God for my wife. Come on, give God thanks for her. Amen. We give God all the praise and we give God all the glory. Amen. Amen. If you can adjust that bass just a little bit. Amen. God is good. Somebody say God is good. Amen. We just love the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm seeing God doing some stuff in praise and worship. For the past three Sunday, I've seen the Holy Ghost begin to move in the midst of worship. The Bible says, inhabit the praise of his people. Amen. In the presence of God is a fullness of joy. That's good right there, brother. It's a fullness of joy. Amen. Who believe that? Amen. And I enjoy what God is doing. Amen. I won't. And press for time, we won't be long before if the Holy Spirit says the same thing. But God had given me a word. Amen. And I'm going to pursue, amen, preaching the word this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will you stand to your feet? Amen. We won't hold you long. Amen. I believe God already moved. He already moved, amen. But I'm going to read the word and see what the Lord does in the remainder of this few minutes we have on this Sunday afternoon, amen. Go to the book of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1. God has placed it in my heart, amen, to preach it. I've done it before, but he has put a spin on it. Amen. He put a spin on that word, and I just love it. I just love the word. Somebody say, I love the word.
I love the word.
We are living in our greatest season. Amen. That our faith is only in the word of God. Our faith is only based on God's word. Holy God. Amen. It's not in your job, it's not in your family member, it's in the word of God.
Yes.
Somebody said the word.
The word.
Amen, amen. And what I've seen God is doing in these last days, he's separating the goats from the sheep.
Yes.
And God is doing a new work in his body.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen. No ministry or no head of no corporation have two head. It have one head. Anything with two head is become a freak. It's not of God. God deal with one head. God is one God. And he called one head, one body, one head. Hear, O God. O God is one. Amen. So God is a God of order. That's why he do it one. We don't have three gods. We don't have two gods. We have one God. So God is a God of order. And when he speak with order. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 4. Amen. If you got it, say I got it.
Got it.
All right, let us read. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee, and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, Oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I had sent thee, and whatsoever I commanded thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, have this day set thee over the nation and over kingdom, to root out and to pull down and to destroy, and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seeding pot on the face, therefore, towards this north. And the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. And we skip over verse number 17. And it says, therefore, girdle up thy loins, and arise, and break, and speak unto them all that I commanded thee. Be not dismayed of their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day to a defense city, an iron pillar, and a brazen wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the princes thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, said the Lord, to deliver thee. Lord, I thank God for his word. I thank you, Father, for your fresh anointing that's in this place. I thank you for your people. May you hide me once again behind you, the cross. May I decrease your increase. Let everything that not like you leave even now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your anointing that's breaking forth in this place. Speak unto your people, God. And I will honor you. I will praise you. I will worship you, Father. I will magnify thy name. Holy God, I will give you all the glory and give you all the praise. Sickness will leave. Your anointing will break down walls even now. Father, I pray, God, let your word have free course, God. Let the blood prevail, the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your tangible anointing. Thank you that this ministry is going forward, God. Thank you there's no division among us, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that we are one in you. We give you glory, we give you honor. We praise you, God, for your awesomeness, your holiness, God, your power that reign in this place, God. We give you glory, we give you honor. That Jesus, turn it around right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And everybody say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. You're in the presence of God. Amen. Thank God that Bishop Donald is going to come out with a testimony. We keep him in prayer. Amen. That's what we ought to do, is to pray for one another. Amen. That God can operate. Amen. It's never about you. Come on, church. The name of this message for the remainder of this few minutes, I would call it, amen, I have been called. Look at your neighbor, say, I have been called. Holy God, holy God. And something happened when God put his hands on you. There's change in your life when God put his hands on you. Look at your neighbor, say, you have been called. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Moses said, God, if you don't go with me, I won't go. Amen. We always need God to go with us. Come on, church. We always need the word of God to inform us what we need to do. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, before I formed thee in thy belly, I knew thee. Look at the name of the God, know you. He knew you. Amen. And before thou come forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee. Look at your neighbor, said, I have been sanctified.
Oh God,
and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. So now it's not so much about my ability, but it's about God's ability. It's not about my intellect, it's about the Holy Ghost. Somebody said the Holy Ghost. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said, oh, glory to God, oh Lord, behold, I cannot speak. Moses said, I couldn't speak. Glory to God. Moses said, I stutter. Give me help. And he given help. Amen. But Moses didn't need no help. Come on, church. God called you. He didn't call you to get help. He called you by yourself. You got to walk by yourself. Come on, church. Speak by yourself. Glory to God. If God see you fit to do the job, you don't need nobody else to help you. God is your help. Somebody say, God is your help. He's your help. Amen. Why God is your help? Because he sanctified me in my mother's womb. Come on, church. That's why you can't let nobody put label on you. Let nobody tell you who you are. You're going to have to know who you are and whose you are. Somebody said, know who you are. But the Lord said unto me, say not I'm a child, because I shall go to all that I have sent thee. You shall go to all that I have sent thee, and whatsoever I commanded thee, thou shalt speak. Amen. We stumble in God sometimes. We don't have faith to believe God's word that you have made a prophet, that God have given you assignment. The Bible said he's not, glory to God, God is not, amen, one that will take his gift from you. Come on now. He's not a respecter of person. What he do for one, he'll do for all. Come on, church. Who believe God now? Amen, amen. Be not afraid of their faces. Amen. The devil always bring fear. Come on, God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. The reason why you don't want to step up, because the devil will bring fear. Amen. Somebody say, I don't live by fear. Then the Lord put forth now his hand and touched my mouth. God, somebody said, he touched my mouth. Yeah. He touched my mouth. That lying spirit is gone because he touched my mouth. Oh, holy God. Oh, holy God. We need God to touch our mouth. Amen. To learn how to speak. Learn how to talk to your neighbor. Holy God. You need God to touch your lips. Amen. He touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. You need God's word. Come on, church. Somebody say, I need God's word. The Bible said to lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways to acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. We gotta have to lean on God. This is a season now we're gonna have to lean on God. Not really the pastor or your companion, but to lean on Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy God. Yeah, I know you can preach. I know you can lay hands on the sick and the deliver, but sometimes you know you have to lean on Jesus. Come on now. Your strength comes from God. I look to the hills where cometh my help, and it cometh from the Lord. It didn't come from yourself or your companion, your best friend. It come from Jesus Christ. So you're going to have to lean on God. Somebody say, lean on God. He put now the word, his word in my mouth. So now I'm going to have to speak only the word. The Bible says speak only the word. Somebody say only the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Look at your neighbor and say speak the word. See, I have this day set thee over nation. This is why God is doing a great thing in your life, because you have been ordained to speak to nation. Come on, church. You have been ordained to pull down some stuff. Amen. The Bible said the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but is mighty through God by pulling down a stronghold, casting down imagination, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, every thought to the obedience and the captivity of Jesus Christ. Who believe that? So now I said you has been called, holy God from heaven. Amen. Amen. Now you're going to have to answer the call. Somebody answer the call. You can be called and run from your calling. Amen. Yes, you can be called and run from your calling, but there's a place now you're going to have to submit now and answer the call. Somebody say answer the call. Moreover, he said he kind of infirmed me now. God is building me up now. This is what the word is doing now. He's building you up. He's putting confidence in you. He let you know that you're stronger than the rest. Come on now. He know that he's letting you know you're stronger than the enemy, because God is for you. Who can be against you? He affirming you who you are in him, and that no weapon that form against you shall be able to prosper. He went ahead and tell Jeremiah, don't be afraid of the faces. Come on now. Don't let them talk you out of your blessing. Don't let them stop you from walking your purpose. Come on now. Some folks will stop you from doing what God called you to do, but the devil is a liar. Not on my watch. As for me and my house, we're going to serve God. He will not stop you from worshiping God. He will not stop you from going to the new anointing and the fresh anointing that God is taking you in this hour. Come on, church, who believe that? God is a moreover, amen. Moreover, he started giving me more words. God is trying to build me up for greatness now. Because really what they count on to be now, God has to get the glory. You will not take his glory. Are you hearing me? Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, what thou seest, amen. Now what God is doing now is not to even affirm my belief in him. He's giving you a vision. Come on, church. God is now giving us a vision. He said, what do you see? Amen. He said, I see a rod of almond tree. And then he said unto him, thou have well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Amen. Glory to God. If you're not seeing the hands of God, that means God is not moving. I heard, glory to God, I heard the prophet says, amen, glory to God. Elijah said to Elijah, he said, man of God, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion of your anointing. He said, you are well asked. You ask a hard thing, but if you see me when I'm taken up, it shall be yours. Amen. If you see the glory, then you can have it. Amen. We're going to have to see the glory. Come on, somebody say, I'm going to have to see the glory. And Elisha said, he saw the chariot of fire come down. Amen. And he called out because he saw the glory. Amen. And the mantle had fallen from Elisha to Elisha. Amen. Elisha to Elisha. Amen. And he picked up the mantle because he saw the glory. Come on now. And God is giving us his church a vision now. If you can't see it, it's not yours. Come on. If you don't see it, it's not yours. The Bible said, my people are perish because of lack of knowledge. Glory to God, help us now. Without a vision, my people perish. And God said, you have well seen now. I'm going to hasten my word. word to perform it. So now you grab a hold of my glory. I'm going to make it come to pass. No, you're seeing what I'm doing now, Jeremiah. I'm going to fix it that it come quickly. Amen. I'm telling you, when you get the vision, it's all over. It's all over. All you want to do is to get the vision. Amen. Somebody say, get the vision.
Get the vision.
If you can see it, you can believe it. Glory to God. Ah, yeah? Oh, God, if you believe it, you can see it. Come on, church. No, I'm going to work a miracle in you now. Amen. Glory to God. I have been called. I'm in call. We got to understand that the church now is separated from the world. You're not like the rest, church. You has been separated, amen, in this hour. Glory to God from heaven. Then verse 17 says now, then the Lord says now, girdle up your loins, amen, and arise and speak to them all that I have commanded thee. Be not dismayed after the faces, lest I confound thee before them. Arise now. Now God hath given your word. Remember now, the Bible said, much given is much requires. After God affirm me who I am, put words in my mouth, amen, command me to stand now, he said, arise, get up now. Amen. I have finished my work in you. Get up and stand on your feet. I put words in your mouth. I sanctify thee. I gave you a prophet. Put words. Get up and stand up. He said, rise, rise and speak unto all that I have commanded thee, and be not afraid of the faces. Too many folks are still scared. You need to be heard from God. He said, arise. Somebody say, arise.
Arise.
Get up, get up, get up from where you are. Somebody say, get up, get up, get up. The devil is a liar. I'm going to speak what God says speak. It don't even sound like God, but I'm going to believe God. Amen. Peter said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you. It really don't look like Jesus. I'm seeing something coming underwater. But it really, is it really Jesus? Is it God? Is it really you walking underwater? If it's you, God, bid me to come. Jesus said, come, holy God. And he stepped out on the water. And God is saying now, you're going to have to make the next move. I fill you with words. Will you make the next move? Now it's your move. Quit waiting on God. Stop waiting on God. It's your move to move now. God has done it all. Look at you now. Look at you. Let us step out in faith and believe that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm not going to sit down and murmur and complain and talk about church folks when I know I got power to succeed in greatness. Holy God from heaven. The Bible said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Come on, church. By the renewing of your mind. Come on, church. I say you better be transformed. You better get the mind of Christ. You better lose that carnality. He ain't getting you nowhere. Come on, church. I say he's not getting you nowhere. Holy God from heaven. But I got the voice of God. I got the word now. I have been called. Sweet God Almighty, help us here, Holy Ghost. Now, took your name and say, I have been called. I've been called. I got God on my side now. I'm going somewhere now. Holy God, amen. God is providing for me now. I'm not living by get by street. Come on, church. I'm living by the word of God. Come on. Are you hearing me? The blessing is coming your way. Come on, church. God has done it all for you. So you better stand up and let the devil be a liar. I'm fixing to stand up now and give God glory. Stand up and let my house come in order. I'm fixing to stand up. I let the Holy Ghost take over. Fixing to stand up. I open my mouth. God is for me. No devil in hell can stop me. I'm going to get my blessing. I'm going to get my inheritance from God. Somebody says, stand up. God is doing a new thing. When you stand up and declare the word of God, the blessing is in his house. You have anointed to preach to the government system. You have anointed to pull out some stone, some stuff in the spirit realm. God has blessed you to pull up and to pull down, to destroy. Come on now. I have been anointed to walk holy. Come on, you ain't saying that. The devil is a lie. Look at you talking about Jesus. Everything you do, you're talking about Jesus. You don't really know who I am. He's my source. He's the one empowering me. Come on, church. He's the one that give me the power to go forward. So you ain't gonna stop me now. All the lie you're telling me, not gonna put me down now. You're just giving me more power to preach the word of God. Come on, devil. Hit me with your best shot. I'm gonna stand up and declare God's word. That I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. And I'm going somewhere with God. And the devil is still alive. Holy God from heaven. Come on in the morning. Wake up in the morning. Say, I'm going to be blessed this morning. I feel the power this morning. All things is given to me through the Holy Ghost. Holy God. I'm seeing stuff coming together now. So if you don't want to praise him with me after church, I get in my own prayer closet. I get myself with Jesus. If you don't want to worship with me, I get behind the closet. I praise him by myself. Look what the Lord has done. And look what he's doing right now. I came too far to turn back now. I ain't gonna give up on God. Look at today, I'm so glorified God. Because he won't give up on you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I ain't gonna quit now. The Bible said, a man that put his hand to the plow and look back and shit, he's not fit for the kingdom. I ain't gonna look back. I ain't gonna turn a pillar of salt. But I'll keep on moving on. Keep on preaching the gospel. Keep on doing good works. Hey, come back to you, brother. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return. Not many days. Said the Holy Ghost, do it. Do it. I'm going to see the God glory. I'm looking for this ministry. Get an overflow. Because it's never about me. It's never about you. Never about co-pastor. But it's the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, not my power, not my might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Would you thank God for the Holy Ghost? Thank God for the Holy Ghost. But giving me strength from day to day. Holy God. There's nobody can dance like you, woman of God. There's nobody can give God praise like you. You give God praise in your own way. And the Holy Ghost is moving you to his own way. And God can please his own katabosha. Nobody can pray like you. You pray in your own way. But God has given us gifts. He's given us talents. And nobody can do like you do. There's no another Kevin anywhere. I look all around, I see only one Kevin. Sweet God Almighty, he only make one. Reason why he made one, he love you just the way you are. I feel like, oh, shut up. And please, with your walk, Holy God, he don't make two, he made one. Look at my wife's sent me only one wife. He didn't give me two wives. He gave me one. I'm satisfied with one. Holy God from heaven. One wife. One Holy Ghost. One plane. One vision. God is taking us in one anointed, holy anointed. Come on, church. God is doing it in this season. Get beside yourself. Take off your shoes. Begin to praise God by yourself. If it wasn't for the goodness of God, where would you be today? Look where he brought you from. Look where he put you out. Holy God from heaven. You can't stop me from praising God. You can't. Oh, shit. He put a word in my mouth. He put a word in my mouth. He said, speak, man of God. Speak to the nation. Speak, prophet of God. I have ordained you a prophet to the nation. Speak, man of God. Look at your neighbor. He says, it's your time to speak. Your time to shine. I ordained you from your mother's womb. Holy God from heaven. There is nobody like you to hold the earth. God has given you a plan. God has given you assignment. Nobody like you. Please with your walk. Please with your talk. Please with your relationship. Nobody like you. Sweet God Almighty. Jesus is doing a great work. I said, Jesus is doing a mighty work. Holy God, you ain't gonna get the credit. I ain't gonna get no credit. Let us give the credit to the Lord. Let us give the credit to the Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, shut down the devotion. Hey, Shato. In Jesus' name. He's doing a great things. God is moving in miracles. Holy God from Zion. Look what the Lord is doing. He's doing a new thing. I said God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. I said God is doing a new thing. The word I used to speak, I don't speak no more. I used to be a liar. I don't lie no more. Church, I used to be addicted. I'm not addicted no more. Holy God, I used to be a whoremonger. I ain't that no more. Hey, why you in there? Because the Lord says, old things are passed away. Behold, old things become new. I'm a new creature. Look at your neighbor. Said, I am a new creature in Jesus Christ. Holy God, my God Almighty. Yeah. Holy God, finance is getting better. My health is getting better. My anointing is getting stronger. Holy God from heaven, he keep me in the midnight hour. Holy God from heaven, he that keepeth Israel, keeping me shut under the roof. Yes, he will. I said, yes, he will. Hasten his word. He told Jeremiah, no, I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. Somebody say, a quick word. A quick word is coming. A quick move of God is coming. You ain't got to live another 30 years to experience God. God is giving you power right now. Holy God from heaven. Yes, he's doing it. I say he's doing it. Oh, shout out of Baha. I say he's doing it. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Walking in the anointed. Walking in victory. Walking in power. Yes, he is. Giving you the power to walk according to his word. Somebody say power.
Power.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He given me power to get wealth. God has given us vision. Holy God, to own your own business. I feel like praising. God Ghost. I want you to prosper as a soul prosper. God is doing it. He's doing it. You will be a millionaire. God calling you to be a millionaire. Ain't gonna work for nobody. I work for my own self. Holy God from heaven. Why? Because he have equipped me to go forward. He said, rise now. Get up. Because what you need is already in you. Oh, shut up, oh, shut up. You don't need nobody to teach you anything. God put it already in you. Holy God from heaven. So get up and put your hands to what God called you to do. Get up, open your mouth, and speak what God says. Holy God from heaven. Somebody says, it's already done. It's already done. A lot of folks talk about in the fountain ministry, they already saw it in the vision. Holy God. The reason why you saw it in a vision, because it's already done. Holy God. God give you a vision to see what he's doing in the future. So when God gave me vision, he said, what do you see? He said, I see a seed in pot pointing to the north. He said, you're well seen. God give vision to prophets. Yes. You go to bed at night, God gives you visions. And you hear me?
Yes.
God is raising a prophet with vision. Because if he don't show me, amen, I can't perform what he's saying. So God is showing me what he's doing.
Yes.
I said, look now, I put the word in your mouth, and now I've given you a vision. Oh God. So now I'm complete. I'm seeing and I can speak. Oh God, help me here. Huh? Gave me the power I need, the tools I need to be the man of God who he calling me to be. You're not locked in your home. There won't, should be no lock in your home. No weapon that formed against you shall be able to prosper. Who believe that? So you see me kind of struggling sometime. You see me kind of wavering a little bit. Holy God from heaven. You see me sometime. Glory to God. Amen. Can't tie my shoes in sometime. But that's all right. God give me a vision. Come on. That's all right. I'm going to rise up again. That's all right. Holy God. That's all right. I got a connection with the Holy Ghost. Sweet God Almighty. That way, if you don't pray for me, somebody going to pray for me. If you don't pray for me, Jesus is praying for me. Oh, come on now. Holy God. Not because I don't cross every T and dot every I. That doesn't mean you should run my name down. I'm still anointed. I'm still appointed for the purpose of God. I'm still coming forward. Not delayed. I might delay, but not denied. Somebody said, I'm not denied. I'm still getting up. I'm still opening my mouth. Look, if God is for me, who can be against me? My family going to be saved. Look at your neighbor, say they're going to be saved.
Amen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I don't talk much. I don't look like I'm nothing much, but God says I'm something in his eyesight. Come on now. I don't have no college degree. That don't mean nothing. Holy God, I got something greater than a college degree. Somebody said the Holy Ghost. Sweet God Almighty. You ain't got to go to college to learn how to preach. The Holy Ghost is a preacher. He's a preacher. Oh, come on now. All they got to do is come to Sunday school and Bible school and learn the word of God. That's Bible college for you. Sweet God Almighty. The rest depend on the Holy Ghost. Come on now. That's how you qualify you and sanctify and ordain you from your mother's womb. So now I can help what I do. Sweet God Almighty. It's like fire shot it up in my bone. Look at the neighbor. I say, I got what I need now. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna love my neighbor. as I love myself, I'm going to pray for my neighbor. Glory to God, I'm going to give to the widow. You're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm going to live holy. Oh, come on now. Walk circumspect. Redeem the time. Because the days are evil. Look at your neighbor. So we're living in some serious time. Holy God, holy God, holy God. Let it be in this house. In Jesus' name, God has called us to be separated from the rest. Come out from among them and be he separated, said the Lord. Touch not the anointing, touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you unto me. Separate yourself from the world. God has separated Jeremiah from the world. The church look like the world. We don't need to act like the world. Come on, church. The same God you serve is the same God I serve. Sweet God Almighty, help us here, Holy Ghost. Can't live anyway. I said I'm holy. Come on, church. The Bible said, lift up holy hand. Be he holy, for I am holy. I'm holy. He said, I'm a holy God. Holy God from heaven. So you got to present yourself holy before him. That's why I reverence God. You know why I reverence God? Because God is in heaven looking for his glory. Oh, come on now. God is in heaven looking for you to give him glory. And what God is saying, I will not move on your behalf until you begin to learn how to give me glory. Oh, shit. Learn how to give me my glory. That's why Judah is called praise. And when you fix it to win the battle, you got to send Judah first. But Judah means praise. I want to praise God in my storm. He said, I'm coming at your rescue. Come on, church. He said, I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. Look at your neighbor. He said, Judah is before me. My praise is before me. And he released the hands of God on my life. Holy God from heaven. So don't let nobody stop your praise or stop your worship. You're a little bit loud this morning. Hush your mouth, devil. You don't know where he came from. You don't know where I came from. I should have been dead, but I'm still here. Holy God from heaven, still here. And there is more for me. I'll never arise. You'll never reach the place you need to reach. There's always more of God. Sweet God Almighty. God is always more than your own intellect. Are you hearing me? Never reach to the place where it said, I have arrived. You never arrive. Holy God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He ain't you. He ain't you. It's God. It's God. And people are not hungry for God. People want to do their own things. Somebody said their own things. But my Bible tell me, come on now. But blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Holy God from heaven, we're too busy talking about one another instead of being we are too busy. We are too busy on the phone instead of calling on God. Holy God from heaven, instead of calling on the name of Jesus Christ, we call it on Susie. Holy God from heaven, somebody said, call on God, call on God. Oh yeah, oh yeah. The telephone gonna have to put down up a little while. The television gonna have to remain off position. And then I gotta get a relationship with God for my life. You gotta understand now that you're not ordinary individual, yet because you've been called by God, you have been anointed by God, you cannot live like the rest.
Yeah.
Come on, church. God has to entrust you with his blame. Come on now. Holiness is still right. Still right. You can't walk up in God's house anyway. Let's reverence God. Somebody say reverence God. Holy God from heaven. And let him take control. Amen. There's a move of God in the body. We see that moving. And I thank God for those that reverence him today. If you're going through something today, he can deliver you and set you free. The reason why I say that, because I'm never always strong. Holy God. I'm never always strong, but I know who is stronger than I. When I'm weak, he is strong. Are you hearing me? Oh God, hallelujah. And the reason why God put us in a position where we're weak sometimes, allow us to get in a position where we're weak, because when you get weak, you fall on your knees. Holy God. When I'm not strong, I'm on my knees. And the only thing I can do on my knees is look to the uncushete de la bossa. And when I'm in this position, then he can hurt me. He can hear my voice. Oh, because when I'm down, he's strong. Oh God, help me here. Come on now. At my lowest point, when I'm at my lowest point, God is at his best. Oh Shatta. Oh Shatta Baha. Holy God. So don't murmur, don't talk about me because I'm down here. I'm getting all I need from God down in the valley. I'm feeding on the Holy Ghost in the valley. What the devil meant for evil, God is turning around for my good right in the valley. Somebody says, stay in your body. Stay in your body. And give God worship right in the valley. And learn him from in the valley. Learn who God is in the valley. The greatest move of God is not on the mountaintop. The greatest move of God is when you're in your valley. Come on, church. Then he moves you up. He perfects you in the valley. Do you believe that?
Yes.
My insecurity, my selfishness, glory to God. God is perfecting it and making me strong. He told his servant, be strong in the Lord. Come on now.
The power of his might.
And come on now, be strong. Is my resurrection. Be strong. While God is affirming me to be strong while I'm walking with him. Because weakness always around the corner. I'm saying weakness always lurking. Oh, Shanto Hoshe. Especially when God has assignment on your life. The devil wants to see you fail. Not people. Listen to what I said. Not people. The devil, a spirit. You fight against people. That spirit want to see you fail. Because now I need God to speak to me. Somebody said, I need God. Speak to me, God, when I'm walking by myself. Speak to me, God, when my husband left, my wife left. Speak to me when I lose, when my job is now no longer there, my finance is looking funny. Speak to me, Lord, when pain is in my body. Holy God, God will speak to you in the valley. Who believe that? So I refuse to murmur in my valley, but get on my knees in the valley. Because there's a word coming to your house. Amen. God some praise. I said, a word is coming to your house. Holy God. Well, not going able to go back to school. Can't do this, can't do that. I can do all things. The Bible says, through Christ, who strengthened me. All, not some. All things. And this all things here line up with the word. Amen? When my way is pleasing God, he let the enemy be my footstool. Come on now. I give me peace in the soul. So when my way is pleasing God, I'm fixing to climb up. Oh shit, take care. Because you know why? Because the enemy is always there. Oh shatabahashibe. Always there. Always lurking around. That's why God prepared me a table before the presence of my enemy. Always there. So I don't need to worry about, come on now, the soothsayer or the talk about. All I gotta do, focus, am I pleasing my God? Is Jesus pleased with my walk? That's all I need to be concerned about. Not you. Come on, church. And then it's gonna work out for your good. Amen. Submit yourself unto the Lord and resist the devil. Amen. And he will flee.
Yes.
Yes. Come on, give him glory. He will flee.
Yes.
You know, one thing I recognize about God, he will not leave you in darkness. If God has on you, the Holy Ghost in you, he's going to teach you and show you stuff that you never know of. If there's snakes around you, he tells you, look, brother, there's a snake behind you. Watch out. He said, know those that labor among you. It's a warning sign. Don't be so gullible. Don't be so naive. Learn who in your circle. Discern who is in your circle.
All right.
Come on, church.
Tell it.
You better know it. You better know it. And God will reveal to you all the leeches and the snakes that surround you to rob you from your anointing.
Come on.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Because the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Holy God, but I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So it's the very opposite of what the devil is doing. Amen. So God will warn you. God will give you a warning sign. It doesn't have to come from the preacher. He said, my sheep know my voice. I'm a stranger. They won't follow. God don't speak just to the preacher. He speak to you. Come, I say he speak to you. You got a ear, you can hear him. Wake up in the morning, you can hear God speak. Holy God, let him speak to you. Come on, church.
Oh, I can't come help. Life is too busy right now. A little later that evening, he's on Facebook because he's in a bar down here. Right, we all pass it to get a Walmart show. Where we played, they kept me in the back of the van. Never let me play my instrument. Nothing. He's playing in this little bar, but he ain't got time to come serve the Lord. Okay, the world's got him. I got out of that. The Lord showed me. He called me. Now, if he's playing on a little stage and I'm playing for Lord.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
Testimony.
Yeah.
You see, when God moves like that, some folks are not going to like you because of who you are. The friends you used to keep, you can't keep them no more. They will leave you alone. I'm telling you, when the devil spot that anointing upon your life, say, I can't stay around her. She's too anointed. Now she's too prayed up. I'm going to leave. I'm going to come back when she's not that prayed up. She's moving into a ring now. I can't even touch her. So I'm going to leave for a season and come back. That's why the devil is going through and forth, looking for one that he can deceive.
Amen.
Amen. Going around like a what? A roaring lion. Amen. Looking for one he can devour. Like a roaring lion. So if you prayed up, church, devil don't have a chance with you. The redeeming mean praying. The redeeming mean we have lost some time. We got to redeem it back. We got to get that time back. And the time when you redeem the time is through prayer and reading the word. Amen? Come on now. We lose some time. We lost some time. You didn't save all your years. Amen. So let's redeem the time by seeking God's face. Amen. Amen. We love him. Amen. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, give him some praise. He's a good God. That's why I don't fear. I don't fear because man didn't call me. God called me. Man didn't call you. God called you. You're God called. Amen. So all you got to do now, because they put words in your mouth, you just got to open your mouth. And the moment you open your mouth, he will speak. Oh God, help us. Let me see the prophets in the house. Open your mouth and he will speak. Not only just prophets. If you're a man of God, open your mouth. Not just prophet. God use everybody. Holy God, holy God. Everybody. Sweet God from heaven, open your mouth. And let him have his way. And it, opening the mouth and saying, God, I submit to you. And the church need a synthetic, a submission, a strong submission to God. Amen. A made up mind submitting to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Family being saved. No sickness in your body. Am I just believing God just for me? My sickness is gone. Pain is gone. Because the greatest physician is Christ himself. Jesus Christ is the greatest physician. And if you got pain in your body, any sickness in your body, that's it. Quick, it's gone. Speedily. Amen. So I lay down tonight. I lay down with peace. Amen. We lay down with the peace of God. No trouble. Amen. Because we put our faith in God. Amen. This is good, church. God bless you. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Amen. I won't close up without opening the altar for prayer. I believe that God is still moving. The Spirit of God is. If you desire prayer, will you come? If you desire prayer, will you come?
Absolutely.
Spirit one witness.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Amen. Have you ever been around somebody and you feel so uncomfortable? Your spirit feels so uneased. Something is wrong with this person. Glory to God. We're not bearing the same thing. We're not adjoining. We're not touching here. Run from that person. Something wrong with you. Yeah? Pick up your bag and run. Amen. Especially someone who claimed to be a Christian. Oh yeah? Oh yeah. We ain't walking in darkness. We walking in light. Jesus is light.
Yes, sir.
And when light show up, darkness start to move out of the way. Come on now. You better know who you are. Uh-huh. You're the light of the world.
Amen.
Glory to God. So some folks, it's not going to be in your clique, in your corner, in your circle.
Right.
Uncomfortable around you. Run from you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is what God is doing. And God is showing you who is for you and who is against you. Ain't you love that? We're not ignorant of the devil devices. Come, we are not ignorant. We know his devices. We know who he is. I can spot the snake from miles away. Look at that lying devil. Spot it coming. And I call it, that's a snake. And it's coming. So you can call it out. Like Paul called a spirit out of that woman. Come out of her, you lying spirit. Get out of her. Paul spotted from afar off. Take her, the man of God. Because man, that ain't of God. What's that? I know I'm a man of God, but that wasn't God speaking. That was a devil. So we have to learn how to discern that devil. Yeah? What you're saying is good, but it's not of God.
Amen.
Got that discernment. God is not the author of confusion. Holy God.
Hallelujah.
He's not.
Amen.
And if confusion is in the house, it's not of God. Yeah. Two prophets can prophesy at the same time. It's not of God.
All right.
You wait until that one finish, then you prophesy. We got to live by the word.
Right.
Somebody said the word.
The word.
Yeah.
The word.
The word. Amen.
Amen.
And to love God.
Amen.
Amen. Someone give him praise. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Amen. Have we been blessed?
Yes.
Blessed by Co-Pastor, awesome songs.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Sister Shirley, awesome songs. We love her. Amen. I get to preach a little bit today. I don't know what God has in store for next Sunday. Holy Ghost, take it's all right. This is his house. This is God's house. And he do whatever he wants to do. We're not guideline by protocols. If God want to shut me up, I shut up. Because that's his move, not my move. So now we got to discern. Like Pastor Patman would say, I ain't going to preach today. God has really moved. I'm going to sit down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we love you. Minister Michael can come, pray over us, just give her a dismission, take up the offering. Glory to God a lot. I love the progression of the church. She's moving forward. Amen. This week we're excited. We're getting in the house this week. Amen. I told my boss yesterday, I said, man, all I need now is a door. I need to see an opening door on the outside. He said, tomorrow we go into the store tomorrow. Yeah? He said, we go into the store tomorrow. I'm going to pick up the door. Glory to God.